In the headlines, a rise in non-communicable diseases forces Chad Blackman to make a by-election pledge as the fever is heating up in the St. James North constituency. MP Kerry Simmons addresses the cost of living in Barbados, admitting it will be a key issue in this by-election. The Democratic Labour Party has castigated the government for now calling a by-election in St. James North. Party leader Ralph Thorne says the party is fighting apparent claims that the solution-born Miss Felicia Dujon should be ineligible to contest the election. A verdict in a parliamentarian Neil Rowe rape trial expected by today. The Minister of Health and Wellness, Senator Jerome Walcott, reports a sharp increase in persons using Lifeline Barbados. And tensions escalate in India and Pakistan after India launches a missile that hits the Pakistan hospital. This is the Lunchtime Edition. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details coming up. Barbados Labour Party candidate for St. James North, Chad Blackman, says the island is tackling a serious issue of fighting non-communicable diseases, which is crippling the healthcare system. However, Blackman has pledged to change his own lifestyle and lead by example as he addressed a crowd in Rockdundo when the BLP kicked off their campaign meetings last night ahead of the May 21st by-election. The 42-year-old, 6'4" Blackman was not afraid to admit that he needs to address his fitness level.
I have not had any non-communicable diseases, but if you look at my size and my body mass index and these things, it tells you, therefore, that I have to change course before the course changes me. So therefore, I want to be the champion for healthy lifestyles and living in the constituency of St. James North. What does that mean? Community walks. It also means that I'm going to be drinking more water. It also means that when you have your produce, I can be saying, okay, give me some yams and potatoes and some fish on the course. Because why? Healthy eating and a healthy lifestyle means ensuring that you are there for the long term. So when you see me not just going to the gym in the constituency, but walking up and down.
BLP candidate for St. James North, Chad Blackman. Senior Minister and MP for St. James Central, Kerry Simmons, has addressed the state of cost of living in Barbados by blaming COVID, the 2021 volcano in St. Vincent, and climate change as natural disasters that have hindered government's progress. While speaking at the BLP meeting, he says the people of St. James North must understand why the cost of some items in Barbados is so high.
It is not my fault or Mia Motley's fault that there was COVID, but COVID had an impact on the cost of living. It is not my fault or Mia Motley's fault that there was a volcano in St. Vincent that erupted, that we get more ash in Barbados than St. Vincent had, but that had an impact on cost of living. It is not my fault or Mia Motley's fault that there's a climate crisis around the world. That too has an impact on the cost of living. Let us be real. When Ralph Thorne is talking, we have now to break this thing down for everybody to understand.
Senior Minister at MP for St. James Central, Kerry Simmons. The Democratic Labour Party, in an online session, has castigated the government for calling a by-election in St. James North with little time or notice for the constituents. Candidate Felicia Dujon, flanked by party and opposition leader Ralph Thorne, believes the DLP start the election with an unfair advantage.
If I have to be very open about this, I think it's very dishonest of a government who speaks about fairness and justice that you'd want to call an election so quickly when you knew someone already had, the opponent had an entire year.
Not only had an entire year, in office.
In office. Yeah. Right. So that it means
to give him an advantage over you.
Right. And I want to share that experience with the Barbadian populace so that they understand, coming from my perspective as a woman in politics, and the disadvantages that I have been placed at. And it's important that we know that. What you're doing, you're not harming Felicia Dujon, you're harming the constituents.
St. James North DLP candidate Felicia Dujon. Meantime, Mr. Thorne says the party is fighting apparent claims that the solution-born Mrs. Dujon should be ineligible to contest the election.
We reject any effort made by public officials in Barbados to disqualify you.
Thank you.
From running. Felicia Dujon, who is a citizen of this country, who is married to a Barbadian man, who is the mother of two sons born in Barbados. We reject any
effort
to disqualify Ms. Felicia Dujon from contesting this election. We reject any government that is so desperate to maintain a 29-1 parliament that any inquiry would be made towards the possible disqualification of Ms. Dujon. Barbadians need to understand what is happening in this country. Barbadians need to understand what is happening with this election.
Yes.
Barbadians need to understand why the government considers this election so important.
Opposition and DLP party leader Ralph Thorne in the lunchtime edition. The Minister of Health and Wellness, Senator Jerome Walcott, has reported a sharp increase in persons using Lifeline Barbados Mental Health Hotline. Senator Walcott addressed the Caribbean Public Health Agency, CARFA, annual conference this morning, stating that Barbadians are dealing with some serious mental issues.
Issues range from anxiety, depression, suicidal and homicidal ideation, substance abuse, and social challenges. There were 740 calls recorded last month, the highest number for a month since the start of the program. The data highlights ongoing reliance on this vital service. A high resolution rate and positive feedback affirm its crucial role in Barbados' mental health landscape.
Minister of Health and Wellness, Senator Jerome Walcott. A verdict is expected in parliamentarian Neil Rowe's rape trial by this afternoon. Justice Pamela Beckles is expected to complete her summation before directing the jury to deliberate. Rowe has been on trial since April the 7th, pleading not guilty to having sexual intercourse with a woman on September 18th, 2022, at his home, with her consent or was reckless as to whether she consented. Tensions are rising in Kashmir as India launched strikes at Pakistan-controlled portions of the contested territory. NBC's Keir Simmons reports.
Chaotic scenes in a Pakistan hospital. Tensions between the two nuclear armed force powers soared after a deadly militant attack on tourists on Indian-administered Kashmir last month. There has been a long-running dispute over Kashmir between India and Pakistan for decades. And tonight, Lester, Pakistan just said it shot down two Indian jets. All of it a major test for President Trump, who said, "It's a shame. I just hope it ends very quickly."
That's NBC's Keir Simmons, our top stories. A rise in non-communicable diseases forces Chad Blackman to force an election pledge. MP Kerry Simmons addresses the cost of living in Barbados, admitting it will be a key issue in this by-election. The Democratic Labour Party castigating the government for calling the by-election, giving St. James North constituents little time to choose. Party leader Ralph Thorne says claims that Mrs. Dujon should be ineligible to contest election are false. A verdict in parliamentarian Neil Rowe rape trial expected by today, and tensions escalate in Indian Pakistan after India launches a missile striking a Pakistan hospital. This has been the lunchtime edition of The Latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.